Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Okay, everybody. So we are back today recording another episode of our Live Life by Design podcast brought to you by Become an Investor. Yay. Mister. Yay. Come on. Where's that energy, man?
Oh, wake up.
Beautiful people.
What's up, beautiful people?
There it is. Yes. I'm your host, Weicho Medina, and I'm here with my crazy team. Going through some crazy brainstorming, man. I mean, it's going to be a great night.
Hurts my head.
Yeah, I had a headache, but then.
I use my brain. I'm so happy.
That's a first. Oh my God. Okay. Cut the BS. Let's get to it. Danny, how you doing today?
Oh, goodness.
She's like, I have a headache.
How was you? I just used my brain. I'm so happy.
Oh my God. Okay. It's happy. That's good. Yeah, that's good. How's everything going for you?
Amazing. Had a crazy, not a crazy, but a couple of amazing meetings today back to back. So
yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. Activity.
Promising.
Right.
Promising activities.
Yeah.
I love it.
That is awesome. Sarah, how you doing?
Hello. Good. And yourself?
Good. Doing good.
Good.
Just here pulling legs. Up and down and enjoying the time.
It is always fun. Never a dull moment here.
Never a dull moment here.
Yeah. Intensity is a word. Right? Oh, shit. Either side of the intensity. How's life? How's business?
Good. Everything's going good. Just a little hectic with back to school time, but everything's good.
Yeah, that's right. Right on. Cool, man.
Things are rolling.
Yeah, Mr. Campos.
What's going on? How's everything?
Good. How are you, man?
Good, man. You know what? I got a lot of stuff happening. Walked the property yesterday. Had to kind of talk to that seller a little bit and kind of bring him into reality.
Yeah.
You know? They've fallen behind or kind of fallen in some hard times, but didn't want to make a decision yesterday. And I'm like, you don't have any time. You know? You just don't have time to wait. So
yeah.
We got to follow up Thursday. We'll see how things go.
Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Activity, man. 100%. Right on. So, I mean, everybody's doing good. Everybody has good energy moving forward and having a great topic tonight, right? Sarah, you want to expand on that?
Yes. So today's topic is very helpful for everyone. So we're going to talk about some objections, the most common objections, I should say, of those that are on the fence of whether or not they should, you know, join a real estate, you know, investment club or get into real estate investing. So we're going to go through some of the most common objections, like I said, and then give you some pointers and see if that kind of fits into solutions, right? Bring solutions to certain situations that you may be coming across. But nonetheless, you know, you should join. Get into real estate investing.
Yeah, right now is a perfect time. You got to keep an eye on what the cycle is doing. And you don't want to learn when the cycle is full of options, full of possibilities. You want to educate yourself before you get there so you know what to do and how to expand on every single possibility you have to engage in business, right? So, I mean, through this topic, we're going to be talking about, you know, getting into real estate investing. Can I do it? Is it worth it?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. So
But before we get started, we got to start off with our...
our quote for the night.
Mr. Campos.
And you know what kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about, right? And, you know, you asking that question, is it worth it? Can I do it? But most people kind of get stuck.
Yeah.
Just in general. And so the quote, this kind of quote would actually should help people. Because it reads, we can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are. By Oprah Winfrey. Can't even say her name right.
Can you repeat that?
We can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are. You know what that means? It's time for change.
Shit, man.
It is time for change. And it's if the current path you're on or the current map you're following isn't working for you,
change it.
Time to change the map.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that she's, I mean, this is Oprah Winfrey. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So that direction can help, right?
Absolutely.
But I think people get so stuck in their comfort zone, they don't want to jump off that map. You know what I mean?
I'll just say that.
Yeah. But I think we've all kind of been through that, right? At some point or another.
Absolutely. 100%. Mm-hmm. It's part of the process.
Yeah. I mean, even just starting, when I started in this business, man, it was, I mean, I think I sat in my driveway, you know, pulling out and then stopping and, oh, okay, I'm going to go. No, I'm not. I can do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was just something new and having to come out of that comfort zone. And then finally I just ripped the tape off and took off.
Right.
And here I am 4 years later.
Yeah. You know what? My 8-year old grew up pretty much on, eggs and spaghetti or something like that, right? And then milk. But then he wouldn't have any other meal. No hamburgers, no chicken nuggets, no pizza, no nothing. You name it. Mexican food, tacos, whatever. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And then the other day he said, oh, puppy, I like discovering new food. I said, what? 8-year-old kid, right? And I'm like, well, I love his words. I love all these random words he just throws out. He's like, I like discovering new food. And I'm like, wow, so what's new on your menu? I mean, what did you add to your menu other than, you know, beans, rice, eggs, and couple noodles?
Tortillas.
No, he said, I liked In-N-Out. Can you take me there?
Nice.
Jump on the car. Let's go right now. But this kid grew up around being afraid of not liking other foods than just those four that I mentioned. And then now he knows that experiencing new tastes is going to give him a broader menu of what he can select and do.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And it goes right on to what you do in life. Right? A lot of people don't engage in real estate investing because of the elephant in the room, the monster under the bed, all the BS that we build up and make ourselves believe that exists, mm-hmm. when in reality it doesn't.
Fear.
Fear. We're going to touch on that. But, man, that quote from Oprah Winfrey, I mean, not to diminish by no mean whatsoever, actually amplify her success, and not getting into any, you know, micro details of absolutely no, nothing taken out of context, but you know, I always speak my mind. she's a minority woman facing all the obstacles you could imagine to becoming one of the most successful minority entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
In the U.S.
Woman minority entrepreneur. Got to throw the women part too, right?
Woman minority. Yeah, dude. But you know what? She wanted it.
And you know what? She straight up took it.
Yep.
She did.
Made it up in her mind and went through.
Yeah. But yeah, let's deep dive into what we're here for tonight. So let's just, you know, hit on the three most common objections that we hear out in the grapevines about people limiting themselves or creating limiting beliefs around them not engaging in the business, right? These seem to be the most popular excuses.
Right. And I mean, I talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
All day long, almost every day, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest ones I always hear from people is, I don't have any money. Like, right. I don't have the money it takes to start or buy a house or whatever. Those are, I mean, I hear that all the time. All the time. And, you know, you try to talk them down a little bit, right? Like, hey, you know what? You don't need all that money.
No, you don't.
But that's what's out there.
Yeah.
And just so stuck on that. Stuck on that. It's crazy.
But it's part of the new patterns of society today. Right? I mean, there's a saying in Mexico that says, uno vale según lo que tiene. You are worth according to what you have. And if you don't have anything, then your worth is nothing.
Wow.
That sucks.
That fucking hurt.
They say that in Brazil too.
Yeah?
That
yeah.
sucks. You
I'm
know?
The same.
Wow.
So it's actually part of a song. Uno vale según lo que tiene. Por desgracia es la ley de la vida. You are worth what you have. Unfortunately, that's the laws of life. But that's the law society has made out of life.
But that can fuck people's thinking.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Up until you discover new ways of restructuring your thought processes. Right?
That Oprah Winfrey mindset, man. Can't become what we need to be by remaining what we are.
No. So imagine, I'm going to make a comment about myself. Imagine me growing up around those sayings every day. And then building up those limitations. He who shared that with me is not guilty. It is I who is guilty for believing that's a true fact. And then owning it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the shitty part.
That's the shitty part.
The ownership of it.
You know?
But, you don't have to have those limiting beliefs. This is where now I think that, you know, being around people who kind of broke those generational
chains of limitation,
limiting themselves and their beliefs, or feeling like they have to, how whatever that saying, I can't say it. I don't fucking speak Spanish, right? You know what I mean? I'll white boy it up, man. But believe, like, that's generational. That belief that absolutely. You are worth with what you're only worth what you have, and then people don't do anything because that's how they feel. That's how they see it.
They're convinced.
And it's like this. So here's an example too. So my parents grew up in the projects.
Okay.
And what they saw was their parents having kids at a very young age, like most of our parents, right? Yeah. But that was the cycle there.
Yeah.
Right? And my dad was 19 when he had his first kid. My mom was 17. Fucking babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was growing up at 19, I was like, I was partying. It was my birthday. I remember I was fucking partying, and I was like, God damn, you know what?
I got to go make a baby.
Yeah, you know, fuck, I should be a dad right now. You know what I mean? Seriously, that's what I thought. Like, fuck, I should be a dad, you know? And then I was like, wait a minute. I can't fall into that fucking pit.
No.
You know what I mean?
But that awareness.
Yeah, but you have to have that awareness, and you have to be able to want to make a change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't continue with those limiting beliefs.
Yeah. I mean, and you have to break them somehow. In all common sense, anybody having a 9-to-5, having a business, having whatever it is that brings food to your table, and maybe not checking the box to amplify whatever it is wealth means to you, then you might want to consider getting into real estate investing as a side hustle, right? Doing it part-time. But guess what? There is a startup cost. Just like that individual that does a pool service, right? Yeah. He services a pool. He needs to go buy the chemicals. He needs to put on the straw hat on and buy the shorts and all that good shit and the tools.
Yeah.
He's got to go door knock a couple doors, tell some people that he does this service now, friends and family, spread the word, please. I need to make extra income. I got my tools loaded in the truck. I had my initial investment. I might screw up one or two pools in my learning process, But then maybe, just maybe, I'll bump into someone that's doing what I want to know, and I can lean on them for credibility or knowledge. Right?
Right.
But you got to invest in yourself, whether it's time or whether it's money. Something has to give.
And that's the thing, though, going back to the quote. You can't become something different if you stay who you are.
Yeah, right? You cannot.
You have to. I'm going to say it again. Have to make a change in your life.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, one of the things, again, I talk to a lot of people, and one of the things I always hear is like, oh yeah, well, I'm, you know, I'm not going to be able to, like, I'm just getting by based on what I'm earning right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them all the time, you know what? All the more reason why you should jump into this business.
Yeah.
Because if you're not earning what you want to be earning, then you got to do something different.
Yeah.
And you have three options, right? You can stay where you're at and suck it up. You can build up your resume, start all over again,
mm-hmm.
right? And then guess what? You're going to be back and doing that stuff again anyway. Or you could jump in this with us and do it side by side with what you're currently doing and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
At least it's a change.
It's a change, absolutely. It, you know, my coach once said, if your limitation is money and you can't do the next step in life because of money, then don't be in that space.
Exactly. Go make more money.
Yeah. You know, like, what? Yeah. Don't put yourself in that space.
Yeah. Right.
Get out of there. How do I get out of there? Go figure it out. Right. Just don't be there.
Well, Jim Rohn, I listen to Jim Rohn a lot, right? The old gentleman. Mm-hmm. And he says, things aren't too expensive. You just don't make enough money.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Things aren't too expensive. You're just not making enough. So go out and find a way to make more money.
Yeah. You know what? This is a stupid story, but I'm going to throw it out there because it's in my mind. Out in Mexico, big, deep pocket individuals that want to have a Barbie by their side, they used to go build up all these women with, you know, restructuring their body, or they would, you know, they would target good looking women because they wanted good looking women by their side. And then in their face, they weren't the best looking lady.
Butterface.
Yeah, exactly. And then they figured out, shit, if I'm putting the same amount of money into A and B, why don't I just go look for a pretty one and do the same investment? Now you have a perfect Barbie, right?
Oh, my God.
So what did they do? They just twitched their formula.
That's it?
A little bit. Just a little change in the formula. That's a stupid story, but it's real.
That's funny. But you know, it kind of goes hand in hand, right? Yeah. Because if you want something different, you got to switch the formula.
You have to.
And you can't, yeah. And I mean, I know we may mention we were going to talk more about fear later on, but man, you just can't be afraid.
No, I mean, you can be afraid. You should be fucking afraid. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's part of the process. Understanding the process will minimize the fear.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is maybe not fear, maybe just
doubt.
Being aware of where you're at and where your father and your mother and your grandfather was at. And are you have that awareness? Are you on that same path?
Yeah. Ladies, pitch in.
Well,
your views. Why is money such a big objection, and how do you overcome that?
Going off of what Steve was saying, I think, you know, just breaking those chains from, you know, your past, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm Mexican, so I did, like, you know, which was saying, you know, you grew up, you know, and it's like, oh, well, you can't do this or you can't do that, you know, but it's just a mindset thing at the end of the day. So if you put your mindset to it, and like Tony Robbins says, you have to be obsessed. Very obsessed with your new project, and just, you know, just hold it on really tight and find that obsession so that you can get through it, and it will work. You know, it's just a matter of taking the first step. You know, we talked about how things, you know, it's everything costs. Mm-hmm. Every startup business costs.
Right.
If you go start a business in lawn mowing, you know, it's the same investment that you're going to start if you, you know, buy education or join a group and pay a membership, whatever. But mm-hmm. nothing's free nowadays, unfortunately. So,
but nothing can be free. It yeah. shouldn't.
It shouldn't be free.
Because if it is, you're not going to do shit with it.
Yeah.
There's no appreciation for it.
Yeah. That's skin in the game right? situation.
You have to have skin in the game. Like, another pointless story, but it's nevertheless, it ties in, right? When my kids were small, my son, my oldest son, Daddy, I need this toy. Daddy, I need this. And I'm like, oh, okay, son, go ahead. And I, you know, buy him all these little stupid things. And within a week, it's thrown in the box. It's broken. It's this. It's that.
Yeah, he knew the next one was coming.
Yeah. So finally, I got fed up. I was like, you know what, dude? If you want that, how much birthday money do you have? Oh, I don't know, Mom. How much do I have? $40. Okay, well, that toy costs 40. So give me 20. I'll pay the other 20. Really? Yeah.
Well, and guess what? I don't want that anymore.
No, those were the best kept toys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were the best kept toys.
That's 100%. So true.
100%.
But because he had some skin in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Same thing applies to us when we're going to make that change or try to get into something new. It can't be free. Don't expect anything to be free, because if it is free, you're just pissed on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, all in this money objection, everybody has an avenue to create the capital to invest in yourself. Everybody does. Just everybody does. Okay? Everybody does. If you have a tool in your hand with the capability of listening into our podcast, you should have an avenue to create the starting capital for your startup business in real estate investing. Go to your garage, sell your bike, sell your collectibles, sell your Pokemon cards.
There you go.
Whatever it is that is not contributing to your financial literacy or your growth,
right?
Your plans moving forward, get rid of it. Tools. Ask your dad, ask your mom, what haven't we used or need in the previous 3 months?
Good point.
Let's just sell it. Let's compound all these little different items and pull it in for this one project, which could be the startup of a new life, a new design, a new opportunity, right?
And sometimes that comes with sacrifice. You sacrifice your Starbucks. You sacrifice the Netflix. You sacrifice the Disney Plus. I don't know, but, you know, we spend a lot of money on subscriptions and, you know, just little, today I was good, so I'm just going to, you know, buy myself something. But if you can make a sacrifice, that's a little extra that you have to start a business.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm gonna quote my rapper, my favorite rapper, Tupac. Or was it him? I don't even know now, but it would say, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, right?
Right.
So if your Pokemon cards are sitting in the garage, if it's not making you any dollars, you know, get rid of them. Let them make some money for you to work for, you know, let your money. How do we say, Danny? Let your $100 bills make some baby bills, right?
Make them make babies.
There you go.
Yeah, 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 100%.
There's opportunity everywhere.
Yeah, stop investing in, you know, nonsense, bunch of BS, and start investing in yourself.
Exactly. Like,
why not?
Yeah, investing in yourself is the best thing you could do, regardless of whatever industry you choose. Investing in yourself comes with a lot of interpersonal growth.
Yeah.
And it would just make you a better individual, a better person all around.
Yeah. You're going to learn new skills.
Yeah.
Whatever is that you're learning is going to be on your mind forever.
Right.
Nobody can take that away exactly. from you.
Nobody yeah. can take that away.
That knowledge can't ever be taken away.
Yeah. And that puts us right in line with the next objection, right? Which is one of the common ones. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. I don't have the knowledge. How do we fix that?
Easy answer. Find somebody who's doing what you want to do.
There you go. Copy them. Be a copycat.
That's it. That's how I started.
Well, be a perfect copycat.
Yes. Follow directions. Be coachable.
Be coachable is important.
Yep.
Be open to acknowledging that maybe what you don't know doesn't apply.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know what, though? That's again, that goes back to getting stuck in your old generational chains, bullshit, limiting beliefs because, oh, this isn't how my dad did it. You know what I mean? Well, this is how it was always done in my family.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Not only is it generational, but also the schooling systems, the academic systems we have in place don't instill entrepreneurship. They don't tell you what's on the other side of the hill. You know, they tell you what's on top of the hill, and they kind of want to point you in the direction and give you a bunch of different trails to get there. And then you say, well, I want to get to the top. But then when you get to the top, you discover a whole new landscape.
Right.
And say, shit, there's a bigger, better, beautifuler mountain.
Right. A bigger top or higher top.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll say it in full disclosure. I don't know everything. And I'm so comfortable in my shoes. I'm so comfortable in life not knowing everything. We just had a meeting about multifamily and raising capital specifically for multifamily. You know, the gentleman that was here, he said, are you familiar with this? I said, absolutely not. I am dead. Bring me alive. Tell me what it is. You know, guide me. And I have no problem admitting or acknowledging the fact that I don't know something because I'm always curious. I'm always interested in learning every day.
And yeah, I mean, that's a great way to be, right? I feel the same way. I'm always wanting to learn something. I mean, shit, every time we're talking about something, I always have a notepad because I want to be able to make sure I don't forget what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But having, like, one of the things that I always say is I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room either.
Yeah.
You know? Because then I'm in the wrong fucking room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm always willing, and I learned a lot from Danny, you know, especially last week. You know?
Yeah, that was interesting.
I have no clue.
Yeah, but in the realm of knowledge, here, I'll give you an example. In the realm of knowledge, I learned, I was already married when I learned the word leverage.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book. So you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
That was a new word in my vocabulary. And it blew me away. So my curiosity not only got kind of triggered by or you know, interested in the word leverage and the meaning of it, but the proper application of it. And then when I discovered the meaning and the proper application of leverage, I kid you not, man, my business went through the roof.
That's badass.
It was like the missing component. And it took me so long from my previous coaches and mentors. For them, it was the explanation and the application of it was their forever hanging carrot. You know, where they're leverage. But the carrot's right there. Just continue chasing it. And I'll control your journey. Just continue chasing whatever you think you can leverage. And then when I started applying the power of leverage in my business, dude, I kid you not, man. I started asking people, how much is your dollar worth? Oh, a dollar. Oh, mine's worth $100.
Right.
Like, what? You're stupid. I'm like, No, you're stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So if you don't know something, be okay with it. Because once you know you don't know, then you open yourself to understanding what you don't know. Learning
right.
The next step. And then understanding that after, you know, it's like the four steps of learning, right? The learning quadrant, which is step number one, you don't know what you don't know. Step number two is you know that you don't know, right? Step number three is you went out and, you know, seeking that information because now you know what you know. Mm-hmm. And then step four is you don't know that you know. It's second nature now.
Second nature. Like driving.
Just like tying your shoes.
Driving. Yeah.
You know? So once you don't have to come into the industry and be a master of all trades or all strategies. Just come and get familiar with the lingo, the numbers, the basics, the bare black and white basics of the industry. Yeah. And then connecting dots between community.
Right. Leverage everybody else's experience.
That's it, man.
And I mean, that's exactly how I started, right? Became a perfect copycat. In fact, it was here.
Yeah.
Remember? Mobile home class.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the coach said, be a perfect copycat. I'm giving you the blueprint. Follow it.
Yeah.
That's what I did. That's how I got into mobile homes, believe it or not. That day or the day after.
Right.
I second guessed myself a bunch of times. I was just telling that story when I was trying to back out of the driveway, you know. But
yeah,
I did it. Here I am.
Yeah.
Now I'm the mobile home expert.
No. but it's true. You know how many people are convinced that they want to get in the business led, I say it all the time, led by the watch, led by the suit, led by the car, the travel, the luxury, the home, all this financial freedom.
Yeah.
And whatever that fucking looks like on social media. You know, when you learn the basics of this industry, guess what? You can go across the planet and apply them.
Yeah.
You can go, you know, I had a very good friend that when my sister passed, she bought her a star. Hmm. So there's companies that
sell stars or something like that.
Stars and shit over there, you know. And according to her, that grows in value.
So we can creatively buy it from her later.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand all the. I don't have the deed, by the way, but but the thing is that I didn't know stars were up for sale.
Yeah, it's been a thing for a while.
Yeah, so now I know. So first, I didn't know. Now I know I didn't know, but then that stopped there. I'm not interested in pursuing any more.
You don't want to flip a couple of stars?
Yeah, I don't want to flip a couple fucking stars, you know? But the whole thing is this. I made a conscious decision that I wasn't going to pursue that.
Right.
But even real estate is applicable up in the fucking stars.
Yeah, for real, right?
I mean, shit, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah.
You just opened my mind up to a whole bunch of questions I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, let's stay in lane.
Yeah, exactly.
But the extent of the application of your knowledge base is immeasurable. You can apply that. I've bought businesses, right? I've bought positions into businesses, into properties with the same knowledge base I've gotten from real estate investing. You know, it just opened my scope into so many different aspects, and they go hand in hand with real estate investing.
That's pretty badass.
It's
a skill. Badass. It's a skill.
It's a skill, and you have to learn a new skill.
That's it.
You know?
That's it.
Learn a new set of tricks. Never too late.
No. But and it's... All right, so I'm going to say it all. It's simple but not easy, right? But it's pretty simple to learn from somebody who's already there. Like, fuck, I learned a lot from you. I learned a lot from Danny. I learned a lot from Sarah. Mm-hmm. And I take that and apply that to the things that I gather from you guys and apply it into my business.
Yeah.
You know? And it helps me become more successful. It has helped me become or bring the success that I've been looking for in my business, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly there yet because I don't own like 50 mobile home parks yet, but you know.
Yeah, well, guess
that's
what?
Next year.
Entrepreneurship is never ending, man.
That's it. That's
yeah. It. Danny.
Me?
am I Danny?
I am Danny. I'm here. I'm here.
Wake up, little people.
I'm awake. No, I'm just listening to you guys, and all the knowledge, all the experience. I mean, with Joe, Steve, Sarita was just telling her today that I'm never going to be the person that she is, like, doing the things that she does, but it's leverage, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I get scared on things that I do not understand, but at least now I know that I don't know, right? And sometimes I look and I don't care if I don't want to know because, mm-hmm. you know, that those things stress me out. So you're able to use the leverage on the case of all the skills from Sarah. For me, that it's priceless.
Yeah.
And all that do in the business, it helps you minimize all the risks that comes right. after, right?
Right.
Because right. it's out knowledge. What can you do?
Yeah, right? And experience, you know?
You're going to buy a property, like, is out that knowledge,
yeah.
that experience, and,
no,
you know? Or you're going to look a bad one and say, no, not doing that, and then ended up losing a great opportunity yeah. because you didn't know.
And a ton of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And goes from where?
I mean, there's so many different objections that people, you know, share or they're not fully, I think they're not fully convinced. This is what I think it is. I don't think they haven't fully convinced themselves that they need change. Okay. So they come around real estate investing. They tippy toe kind of tamper around with it because it's a great industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great
yeah.
business
yeah.
and they do it for that, but they don't do it because they're ready to make change. Make changes. They don't get up and they don't tell their peers, oh yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go to a real estate meeting because my 9-to-5 isn't working anymore, man. I'm gonna grow old in this shit and then I see no end. There's like this tunnel has no light at the end. So I'm gonna go to real estate investing because I hear others, plus the vast majority of millionaires or billionaires have made their riches around real estate, and just because of that, I'm going to go look into it because my system's broken. They never say that.
Yeah.
They don't want to own their fucked up formula. Their failed formula.
That's why.
Right? Is it embarrassing? Who cares? In business, sometimes you're going to do shit that's going to feel like you're belittling yourself, minimizing who you think you are. But that's emotional. Logically, maybe your business is exactly what it needs. But then we fail to listen to our business. We fail to listen to our project. Maybe, just maybe, next opportunity comes and included or part of the process of the opportunity is doing business with one person that you least like.
Oh, I'm already there.
Are you gonna, you know, are you gonna let go of a life-changing opportunity because your emotional tantrums just flourished? Or are you gonna let your business speak to yourself and tell you, you know what, for the best interest, for the betterment of the business, this is the path we should take for as much as it hurts. Listen to your baby shit or listen to your wallet.
Listen to that wallet, baby.
Right?
You know?
I mean, we can go on and on, but I do want to talk about our five currencies, right? The dynamic that we run our group off of.
Yeah.
I think they're very important. I think they're very well integrated, very well connected. It's a mix and match of currencies that, first and foremost, nobody in this room has. And I can assure you, nobody listening to us has all five. I will start by pointing the finger at me. It is not the middle finger. And I would just say that I don't have all five, and I'm not worried about it.
Neither do I, and I'm not worried about it either.
What about you, Sarah?
No, and I have you guys. That's why.
There you go.
That's what I was going to say.
What about right? you, Jenny?
I'm on the same wave.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not worried about it because we leverage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to share the five currencies?
I guess we can all, I mean.
Yeah, we can all do one.
I want to say knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Time. Credibility.
Relationships.
Oh, relationships.
And money.
And money, there you go.
And money. And you don't have to have all five.
No.
Just have two. Have two out of the five.
But then have a team behind you that can help fill the other three.
Yeah. Right. And I'm going to say something in full disclosure, because I know some people, their fear factors are going to be way bigger than a simple conversation of, oh, yeah, don't worry, don't have the five. Have one and leverage yeah. that.
Yeah.
The only condiment you're going to need in that soup that's going to amplify that one currency that you have is enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And so as long as you don't let that dry, you can leverage your currency to the top of the mountain. I can't say I guarantee you that, but I promise you that if you wake up and select one of the five currencies that you know for a fact you have, alongside enthusiasm, you're going to connect with someone that has three or four of the currencies lacking the enthusiasm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I'll tell you this. I ran one of the richest, biggest empires here in this county. And you know it was the connection that connected me immediately. I didn't go up the ladder. I connected directly with the source, with the owner, with the man. The only thing that connected us was everything he was lacking, I had.
Nice.
And it wasn't the money. It wasn't the money. The caliber of relationships he had and I had, were there was no comparison. I mean, he's a big dude. He's a big dude, right? So my relationships were my cousins, my deals. You know, it's like his circle was like huge. But then my knowledge in comparison to his knowledge, it was also night and day, mine being at the top. My processes were way cleaner than his were. He was just really scattered. And he started seeing that I had a definite chief aim in the company. And I told him, I want to be nothing else than just a Tylenol pill to prevent your headaches. That is it. And he said, you know what, dude? You are my man. And he gave me the crown. So much that I had to make, his decisions had to go through me at a point.
Wow.
It was a big change in my life. And then I would struggle. I would question myself. I would take on freaking projects that I never knew they even existed sometimes. But my enthusiasm was always there. I was always like super enthusiastic, super ecstatic about the opportunity, the challenge. And I would make the guys believe that they were already competent enough to take it across the finish line, even though they knew they weren't. But then I created this community in where half of the people said, you know what, dude, you make you, I don't like you, but the way you put us to work and you structure our processes makes us feel confident. We're going to join your team. And then the whole company was like, shit, we want to get on the train too. And you know what that did? It excelled. It 10x'd the amount of work we were turning in. And that's when the crown came to me. The owner said, you know what? In front of everybody, gathered all his company and 400 plus employees and said, from now on, you go to this man. He's the boss. Everybody was like, what the? And what got me in there? My enthusiasm and the way I had my knowledge base for what he needed at that time. Did I grow and learn new things? Absolutely. But I got in. Right? So these five currencies are applicable to any industry. They're applicable to any part of your life. They're applicable to religion. They're applicable to politics, schooling, firefighters, cops, yeah. You know, landscaping. If you want to do whatever it is that you want to do, they're applicable because you don't have all five. And somebody has what you're missing to make your journey furthermore stronger.
That's right.
Right? So is it worth it? Can you do it?
Definitely.
I mean, does... You listeners, do you know a painter? Do you know somebody that installs carpet? Do you know somebody that can put up a frame up a wall, change some fixtures, a plumber? I mean, you ought to know someone or know someone that knows someone that can help you start structuring a team.
Yep.
Right? Creating your own mini community of contributors to your business. And before you know it, you have the knowledge. Now you have the resources. You have your community. Wait. Now it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
And it sounds like you got your ducks lined up. Guess what? I got $100,000 that I'd like to invest in real estate investing from your grandpa, from your aunt, from your cousin. You know, everybody's going to say, wow, what a great way to secure my retirement money.
Yeah. And that puts that whole I need money for a house to bed.
Absolutely.
That whole fear or that misconception,
yep.
If you will, right?
Yep. No, it is a misconception.
100%.
It is a misconception. You don't need your own money to get into the game.
Yeah.
But you do need the knowledge base, or you need to be surrounded around those that have the knowledge base to get you into the game. So join a community. Join a group. Join somebody that's doing someone, a group that's doing what you want to do. Even if you're tied to the fucking money side of it, even if you want the watch and the car, it's okay if that rocks your boat. Let that wake you up in the morning. But who has that watch? Who bought that watch? Who's driving the car that you want? And if it's real estate based, you better go hold on to that individual with your hands, your teeth, your arms, your ears, your nostrils. How would that look like? You know?
And just learn, right?
Just learn man. And
yeah. Learn, build that relationship, build the relationships well, and leverage.
Yeah.
100% leverage.
Just learn because you got nothing to lose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we said before, right, if the current plan isn't working.
You got to change it.
And if it doesn't work, what's the harm in changing it? There's none.
There's absolutely none.
And if something doesn't work out for you, guess what? You just learn something new anyway that you can carry on along with you.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know, I had a company many years ago and then I was talking to one of my uncles and this guy pretty much literally raised us, right? And I don't mean raised. He's a very important father figure in my life.
Okay.
Lived with us. I obviously had my dad, my mom. And then he was very important in my life. And then I told him one day, dude, you know what? I'm struggling in my business. My group of people, the guys are like, they don't want to engage in what we have going on. He's like, stupid, fix it. And I'm like, duh. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. He's like, I'll tell you what to do. Fire them. Get a new group. I'm like, what? Go, yeah. Why don't you just fire them? Get a new group. And I'm like, holy shit. Pick up the phone. Hey, guys, fucking fired. And I got a new group. Company went through the roof.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
The formula wasn't working. Right? Sometimes you need somebody from the outside looking in and telling you, yeah, it's that. No. That's the perfect part of it. No. It's that. No. That's the beautiful part of it. If you're in denial and you don't want to change, knowing that real estate is effective, especially now with what the market's doing and where we're heading, you're going to miss out on opportunity. And then part of your story is going to be, yeah, you know what? I wanted to get into it 10 years ago.
Yep.
Well, you know how many deals we did in 10 years?
Yeah, 100%, man. You know? Hear that all the time, too.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up, guys. What tip, trick?
Piggyback off what you said. Find a community. Find people who are doing what you want to be doing. Get in there. Build relationships. Then start leveraging knowledge and whatever else you need. Utilize the five currencies. Understand what those are and how powerful they can be.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. If you don't understand them clearly, reach out. We'll walk.
100%.
We'll walk you through them, right?
That's right.
Sarah.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you guys have said, be a perfect copycat. You know, sometimes we try to reinvent the wheel and you try to do things differently just because, oh, well, maybe if this, you know, this way will work better or this way. Or you want to, you know, innovate and you want to create your own thing. But why do it if it's already set in place? Just apply what you learn and move forward.
Right.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny.
I would say just don't worry about and knowing everything, right?
Yeah.
Just be comfortable and keep learning the skills that we're building today. It's just going to be, you know, weapons tomorrow. So, yeah, just keep learning.
Be coachable.
Practice it. Be coachable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Very important.
Yeah, for me is all I got to say is make a decision. Make a very conscious decision and go to the mirror and ask yourself, where am I? What got me here? And where am I heading? How do I want to be remembered? What do I want to impact and inflict change in my generation? Because at the end of the day, you're going to be responsible for doing so or not. And that's it. You will carry the responsibility of creating the change or not. And that gets fixed with the decision. You have to make it.
Right on.
Let's go, guys. Where can people find us?
You guys can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Become an Investor. If you need information, you can reach out on info@becomeaninvestor.com. And don't forget to give us that 5 stars and look it up on podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. We're always there.
That's right.
Right on. Okay, guys.
Right on, everybody.
Have a good night.
Good night.